to add to your library. His name is Lorne Day, and he is a writer and an author as well as an investigative journalist. He's a contributing writer for Personal Liberty Digest and Patriot Update. He's an investigative journalist with U.S. Observer, and he's got a couple of screenplays that are being considered by several different Hollywood production companies and the distinct possibility of a feature film with his newest book entitled America's War on God. You want to see about that book and that feature film, go to americaswaronggod.com, americaswaronggod.com. That's my understanding an award-winning director is already on board with that project, and so we'll talk to Lorne Day about that in just a moment. Also, you can check him out on Amazon. The title of the book, again, America's War on God. And Lorne Day, his name is spelled L-O-R-N-E, Lorne, and then Day, D-E-Y, not D-A-Y, Lorne Day. Lorne Day. All right, Lorne Day, thank you so much for being on Freedom Friday, man. I'm looking forward to talking with you about this. If we don't know that there is a war on America and that America has basically waged war on God, then our head is just in the sand, right, Lorne?
Yeah, I think so. Thanks so much, Carl, for having me on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Tell us quickly the basic premise of your book. Just give us a quick overview, and then let's get into some specifics.
Well, really what it talks about, the premise, like you said, it's about the war that is against Christianity and the Bible in America today. And what's so interesting about that is because so many people like to lump all religions together, but there really isn't much being said negatively against any other religion in America except Christianity.
Yeah.
In fact, just the opposite is true with Islam, where Islam is really, you know, it's kind of being forced down Americans' throats.
Yeah.
My book deals with that.
Yeah. You don't think the current political climate and the current guy in the White House for the last 8 years, who comes from a distinctly Muslim background, Sunni Muslim out of Indonesia, you don't think that has anything to do with it, do you?
That's a classic rhetorical question.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk about that a lot here on Freedom Friday, and we have. I mean, ever since he was, you know, running, and before he was actually had risen to the top, we were reading his books and doing some investigation on him and talking about him and saying, wow, man, if this guy became president, what a messed up country we'd have. Well, sure enough, he did 2 terms, and look what a messed up country we have.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. America is becoming a scary place with all the killings and murders being committed by followers of Islam.
Yeah. Well, you know, and in your book, you make a big deal of the fact that, and let's address this. I mean, most of our listeners know what we're getting ready to talk about. Many of them have it already settled in their mind and their heart, but gosh, we still hear even people who are so-called Christian leaders saying, well, you know, Christians and Muslims, I mean, we worship the same God. We just, you know, there's just differences, little nuances of difference, but by the way, Lauren, I know you know this, you know, Allah is Arabic, it means God. We get that. It's just the Arabic word for God. So a Christian who speaks Arabic would speak of God using the term Allah. I get that. But the Allah of the Quran is not the, if you're using Arabic, the Allah of the Bible, not Yahweh, not God of the Bible. And you say that you provide plenty of evidence for that. So let's talk about, you talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's one of the misnomers in America today. Everyone likes to talk about God in kind of an ethereal sense and what really doesn't pinpoint any particular religion. What I attempt to do in my book is to show that the God of the Bible is not like any of the other gods represented by the different religions that are being promoted in America today. Just one of them is Islam. There's others as well. There's of course, Buddhism and Mormonism and a whole host of others. And what I take is some of those primary religions that are under the umbrella of just religion in America, and I talk about from their own writings, their descriptions of their particular respective gods. And then I talk about the God of the Bible. And none of those religions, their descriptions of God, really bear any resemblance whatsoever to the God of the Bible. So the conclusion is, there isn't just one God out there in America. There are many gods masquerading as the one true creator God that is represented by the Bible.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, you know, for people who try to equate Islam with you know, the Word of God, the Bible, or Christianity, they say, well, you know, the Muslims talk about Jesus. I mean, they talk about Jesus in the Quran. They revere Jesus. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, to revere Jesus is totally different than understanding that Jesus Christ is actually the Almighty God in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
He is God himself.
Thank you.
And that's a big difference. And he's not just one of, you know, many prophets or good men that have lived down through the ages. He's not the New Age Christ consciousness that is promoted by that particular movement. It's a big difference. People seem to have a real problem with accepting Jesus Christ as really Almighty God. The Gospel of John, the fourth gospel, makes it very clear that that's exactly who Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
He is not a mere man. He is God in human form.
Absolutely. You can't get past the first page. You can't get past the first chapter, Lauren, as you know, of the New Testament without running slap into the verse, and this is to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah said, behold, the virgin shall be with child and give his name. He shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Lauren, listen, we've got to take a quick time out. When we come back, I want to talk about this satanic delusion that America is under. We've been given over to a depraved mind, Lauren, and I want you to talk about that, and I know that you addressed that in your book. Folks, you are listening to Freedom Friday with Carl Gallus. Man, I'm telling you, time's going to fly. This program flies. The quickest 2 hours in talk radio, I am convinced. People tell us that all the time. Even the producers, even the people that work at the station, they say it all the time. When it's over, they say, good gosh, where did the time go? It's going to fly by. We've got a little bit more with Lauren Day. We've got Mike Shoesmith coming up. Brandon Big B for the entire second hour. Man, we're going to bring it down. Mike Shoesmith has some amazing stuff to bring. You don't want to miss this show. We're going to be back with Lauren Day in just a moment. Right now, let's take this quick time out and then come on back to the Oval Office of Gulf Coast Talk Radio.
Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
Distinguished author, radio host, and pastor, I want you to welcome to Atlanta Live, Carl Gallus.
The author of the number one bestseller, The Magic Man in the Sky. Please welcome from Milton, Florida, Carl Gallus, to Praise the Lord.
Yeah, there are just all kinds of things to talk about in regards and in connection to this this issue. Nobody can do that better than my good friend from the state of Florida, Reverend Carl Gallus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to In the Market with Janet Parshall. Our conversation this hour is going to emanate from a book called The Magic Man in the Sky. And Carl Gallus is the author of the book.
From coast to coast and around the world, on television and radio, Carl is in demand. But you have him to yourself. Freedom Friday with Carl Gallus, 1330 WEBY, the Oval Office of Gulf Coast Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, America. Welcome back, Gulf Coast. And so glad that you're with us this afternoon on this Friday on the Gulf Coast. Boy, it's a barn burner down here. I don't know where you are, but it's muggy. It's hot. The sun's out. A lot of people at the beach on a Friday evening and Friday afternoon, and of course a lot of folks are working too, we know that, but school's out, and so people and families are taking vacations, and a lot of people are coming down to the Gulf Coast here, especially the Northwest Florida Gulf Coast, Pensacola, Navarre, all down through here, Gulf Breeze, some of the most beautiful beaches in the world. The Alabama Gulf Coast is gorgeous as well. So anyway, so glad that you've tuned in with us. My guest this afternoon is Lauren Day. As I said at the top of the hour, he is a writer, an author, an investigative journalist, and he writes for several different publications. He's also done some screenplay writing and actually has a couple of screenplays being considered right now in front of some Hollywood producers, and has an award-winning director on board with the possibility of making a feature film out of his latest book titled America's War on God. We invite you to go to that website, americaswaronGod.com, americaswaronGod.com, and or go to Amazon and put in the search box under books, America's War on God. Lorne Day, L-O-R-N-E is his first name, and D-E-Y, Lorne Day. Lorne, thank you so much for being on Freedom Friday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. So your book speaks of this, and you agree with what I've been screaming, preaching, teaching, declaring over the radio and in my pulpit and around the world for years, and that is America is under a satanic delusion. We are being given over to a depraved mind. Tell us what your thoughts are on that and why you think that is and what your book has to say about it.
Well, of course, as you know, and some of your listeners probably know, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, God says in there that that he will send a strong delusion to believe a lie and basically for rejecting him.
Yeah.
And that is what we're seeing today. America is under a strong satanic delusion that God has allowed because Americans have in mass rejected God. Certainly many of our leaders have from the top down, as well as, you know, the mainstream press. I mean, they're the ones that are on the front lines waging this war against the God of the Bible.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that you know, we are definitely under satanic delusion. When you understand how Satan works, where he actually speaks to the minds of people, he cannot do anything in the physical realm on his own, so he has to work through people that he can influence by speaking to their minds. Some people may think this is very, very strange, but the Bible has several instances of Satan speaking to the minds of people and where they do his bidding. And the thing that's so unusual about that is they think that the thoughts and the ideas are coming from themselves, and they're not. Those ideas are coming from the wicked one.
Yeah.
A great example of this is when Jesus was telling the apostles what he was going to have to go through and how he was going to have to suffer in Jerusalem. And the text says in the Gospels, says that, you know, Peter says, "Oh no, Jesus, you're not going to have to go through that." And Jesus, in turn, looks at Peter and rebukes Satan.
Yeah.
So it's just evidence that Peter unknowingly took the idea that Satan planted in his brain and ran with it.
Yeah.
There's other evidence of this in Acts chapter 5, the story of Ananias and Sapphira, which many of the Christians listening to you today may be aware of. It's another instance of Satan getting Ananias and Sapphira to do his bidding. And this is going on millions of times over in America every day.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against rulers in the heavenly realm.
Ephesians 6. Yeah, that's what you're quoting there. And Lauren, I mean, this explains. I get asked this all the time, and I'm sure you do as well. But you know, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, I'm on the radio, I'm on TV, I'm all over the internet, and I mean, daily people say, you know what? What's going on? I mean, you know, I could understand it if we've got a crazy president. I could understand it if he's got crazy people around him. I can understand if he's appointed some crazy, godless, liberal judges. But what's up with all of Congress being in on it? What's up with all the judges being in on it? What's up with all the media being in on it? What's up with weird, satanic, demonic things happening? And you know, influx of Muslims and so-called conservatives are applauding and helping to build mosques. And even though they're killing and slaughtering gays in the Middle East and in Orlando, Florida, if you and I called for the killing of gays, we'd be put in prison. But a Muslim imam does it, and somebody the next day goes down to Orlando and kills a bunch of gays. Oh, that's cool. In fact, it's the Christian's fault. It's the gun owner's fault. It's the NRA's fault. It's Trump's fault. I mean, and so people look at that, Lorne, and they go, What is wrong with people? They're out of their minds. And you just explained it. It's demonic. Yeah. It's satanic, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And instead of Islam, because this has happened now so many times in America, these types of things, instead of the tide turning against Islam, the tide is still trying to promote Islam. Yeah. I have a saying that I like to say, when things don't make any earthly sense, any logical, rational sense, look for an otherworldly explanation.
That's it.
And the demons working in the spiritual realm is that explanation.
That's it.
It's the only thing that explains the idiocy and the lunacy.
That's it. It's spiritual. It is. Listen, Lorne, we're out of time. And thank you so much for being on today. Folks, check out Lorne Day's book, America's War on God, at Amazon. Go to the website, americaswaronGod.com. Lorne Day, thank you so much for being on Freedom Friday.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right, folks.
He's going to put on the table. See ya.
Oh, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's talk radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
Discretion is advised.